This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs? I know I sure am, because we made it. It's Friday.
Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday. Let's go.
Yeah. They're jumping over there. Wow, I felt like your jumping and enthusiasm today wasn't nearly as exciting as it's been before,
well,
you two.
Last week I had pom-poms, so...
You know, it's been a long week.
Did you take some medication to get rid of those pom-poms?
Yeah, right.
What are you talking about? What kind of long week have we been going through, like with a bomb cyclone or anything along those lines?
Okay,
tiredness and rain and all of the things.
Okay, Mr. Pugh Olive in West Seattle, you both cannot talk because you both did not lose power. No, you guys have gone through nothing.
My cable went out for about 10 seconds and it takes about 5 minutes to reboot.
Yeah.
That was tough, but we will rebuild.
You're right. I'm actually so sorry for you.
Gosh.
Let's get to Katie from Local 86 Ironworkers. Katie and the crew, are you there?
Hey, I'm here.
Yeah. All right, million-dollar question, because we've had this happen before. If you win today, do you get the rest of the day off?
Yeah.
And
Wait, one person said yes, but I feel like the boss in the background yelled no.
That was the boss, yeah.
He's like, you guys are staying. Well, I heard it's their last day today of school anyway.
Oh,
so
let's go.
Might as well leave early.
Early release.
All right, Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Katie and the crew have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You guys can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
What fruit do raisins come from?
Grapes.
Correct. The Cleveland Browns colors are brown, white, and what?
Orange.
Yes. The first vaccine developed was for which disease?
Polio?
No.
Smallpox.
Yes. What was the name of the Beatles' debut album?
Pass.
What is considered the world's most earthquake-prone country?
Japan.
Yes. After how many personal fouls is a player ejected from an NBA game?
6.
Yes. Who played Frank in the 2003 comedy Old School?
Wilfer.
Yes. When it comes to texting, IMO stands for what?
In my opinion.
Yes, same name as a Washington city. What is the middle name of comic strip character Charles M. Schultz?
Pass.
Freddie Mercury passed away in what early 90s year?
92.
Oh, no. Katie and crew, you guys got 7 correct.
Let this be enough.
Okay, yes, because if this is enough and you guys end up winning, this will be Steve's 100th loss.
I've been waiting all year.
We all have been.
I know we didn't get confetti cannons when he had his 300th win, but how funny would it be if we hit him with confetti cannons when he got his 100th loss?
I ain't gonna lie, I've been kind of expecting that. That's so
incredible.
Funny you say that. I was like, I'm not even gonna bring it up because I don't want to put it into the universe, but these jerks are probably gonna have the confetti cannons when I hit 100.
Let's see. Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
What fruit do raisins come from?
Grapes.
Correct.
Delicious.
The Cleveland Browns colors are brown, white, and what? Raisins are disgusting.
Shut your mouth. Oh. Unless you're asking questions, because it's orange.
It is. The first vaccine developed was for which disease?
Is that polio?
No.
Terrence pom-poms.
No.
syphilis.
No. What was the name of the Beatles' debut album?
Let It Be?
No.
Oh, crap. I don't even know. Revolver?
No.
The Beatles.
No. What is considered the world's most earthquake-prone country?
Antarctica.
No.
That's not a country.
What?
America.
No.
Hawaii, Canada.
No. After how many personal fouls is a player ejected from the NBA game?
Is it 5?
No.
6?
Yes. Right. Who played Frank in the 2003 comedy Old School?
Will Ferrell, Frank the Tank.
You know it. When it comes to texting, IMO stands for what?
In my opinion.
Wow, yes. Same name as a Washington city. What is the middle name of comic strip character Charles M. Schulz?
M. Medina?
No. Steve, you got 5 correct, which is a loss. 7-5.
No!
Loser!
Dude, I had my eyes closed in disappointment, and Sarah just hit me in the head with paper. I'm like, is that freaking confetti? Is that freaking confetti?
No, we wouldn't do that to you.
Yes, you would.
I know we would. Congrats, Katie and crew. Go home.
Wait, let's check with the boss before they go home.
Put them on.
Put the boss on.
Boss,
are they really going to get the day off?
Absolutely not.
Wow, boss, well, you sound like a boss.
Well, congrats on the graduation.
Yes.
That's so exciting.
That's amazing.
What was the name of the Beatles' debut album?
Please, Please Me?
It sure was. Taryn, you would know that.
Her and her pom-poms.
Oh, right. One they did get correct. The country with the most earthquake-prone is Japan.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Makes sense. Same name as a Washington city. What is the middle name of comic strip character Charles M. Schulz?
Madison? That's not
Mercer what? Island.
Marysville.
Monroe.
Monroe! Duh.
Monroe.
There are a lot of M's in cities.
Charles
here.
Mercer Island Schulz.
I almost guess Moines as in like Des Moines.
Des Moines.
Yeah, I was like Moines. It's got to be Moines. I can't think of another one with an M.
And then Freddie Mercury passed away in what early 90s year?
92?
91.
Right,
yeah. In the middle.
90.
Well, congrats on your 100th loss, Steve. I'm so proud of you.
Got that out of our system.
It only took you till November 22nd.
That's actually pretty awesome.
That's very impressive.
Self high five.
Did you know that we have a new feature on the Odyssey app where you can leave us a voice message? And with Thanksgiving coming up next week, we would love for you to leave us a voice message about the ridiculous thing that you are thankful for. We're going to play back your answers next week. So you can download the Odyssey app, AUDACY. Leave us that VM. Slide into our VMs. 206-803-ROCK is our phone number. Is there a local establishment, a building, a non-living thing that you absolutely miss in the Pacific Northwest?
Yes. Rock Candy. As much as I goof about that club, because it was just like it was a crummy place, like, as far as like just bad piping, sometimes like the bathrooms were flooding, but it was a place where I saw so many great bands and it had so much history.
Legendary.
And now it's a stupid hotel.
Well, yesterday I found out that I have to say RIP to a childhood favorite that was once very popular, a store that has closed its doors for good. 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Linkin Park.
The Daily Mix Show.
Is there a local establishment, a building, a non-living thing that you absolutely miss in the Pacific Northwest? call up and tell us about it. 206-803-ROCK. And we're asking because Sears, once a retail giant,
yes,
is closing its final Washington store at the Westfield South Center Mall in Tukwila on December 15th.
It's funny how you were saying goodbye to my childhood. And I didn't even think of like Sears, Schmears. And then all of a sudden I started thinking about the Sears catalog.
Oh my God.
Which, I mean, as a kid, that was the Christmas list. You went through, sorry, did you have a Sears catalog or is this after your time?
Yeah, I kind of remember it.
Yeah, it's just big book.
They literally called it the big book.
Yes. And you page through it and you're like, I would circle the things I'd want, leave little bookmarkers. And then as, you know, I hit my teen years and I would go to a different section for different reasons.
Oh, right?
Dude, that was like the adult content.
It really
the
was.
The bra section of the Sears catalog.
And then when our family would go, like, we'd load up in the old Suburban, roll into Sears and just get crazy. It's like my dad could go buy like a hand drill and
everything.
The kids could buy what they needed. It was so great.
It was pretty awesome. That was Sears was a lot of fun.
Oh my gosh. Well, now there's only going to be 9 locations nationwide after they close it. Yeah.
It's got to be the Amazon effect.
Like, I would assume so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes me very sad, though. Good times.
Or is it Amazon, or is it just the fact that they had so, like, they never, I always feel this way, like, going to a restaurant, where it's like, you,
too
they
much?
Have too much stuff on the menu, and
they were like the Cheesecake Factory of stores?
Yeah, like, it was like appliances, and tools, and clothes, and luggage, and they probably have food there.
Danny, where else can you go to get a pair of shorts or a refrigerator? Sears.
Great memories.
Well, now I guess Walmart or Target, in a sense.
Yeah.
206-803-ROCK, what local establishment do you miss? Aaron from Ording, tell us what yours is.
Hooters.
Yeah!
If you ever want to relive the magic, we'd be more than happy to put our outfits on for you, Aaron.
I don't think that's what he wants.
You guys did a great job the other day. It was very, very nice to see that. But I would take the real establishment.
Yeah, which was your spot? Because, I mean, there was the Lake Union one, I remember. The Tacoma one was popular mainly for Pittsburgh Steelers fans, but that was a popular spot as well.
It was definitely Tacoma down in Ording. Tacoma's closest. And, man, I went there. I was going there since high school. And, you know, it was sad to see when I came back out of the military that it was gone.
Dude, that was our spot. Sometimes we'd swing by there after hockey, like during a lunch drop-in at noon. We'd be like playing, and we'd be like, let's get some chicken wings. We're like, let's go to Hooters. And then all of a sudden, Buffalo Wild Wings popped up. And we're like, Buffalo Wild Wings wings are way better. Let's just go there. I mean, it's cool looking at attractive chicks, but it's way better to eat delicious wings.
206-803-ROCK. Chris from Kenmore, what local establishment do you miss in the Pacific Northwest?
The Alaskan Way Viaduct.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember when they tore it down and everyone got to walk on the viaduct?
Yep, I did that. That was my last hurrah. I miss it every time I have to drive through the tunnel to pay through to drive through a hole.
And dude, the moment when you got on the viaduct and you could see that view was pretty amazing.
Oh, exactly. It was distracting, obviously, but it was. You didn't mind waiting in traffic if it was. You could see the beautiful view and see on the other side. Just look at the buildings right next to the road.
It was an insane view.
Seattle. Yeah. I still remember Ryan Castle and I drove over it like one of the last times before they were going to start tearing it down. And we like live streamed from our car because we were so excited for one last hoorah on the viaduct.
You guys are dorks.
We're dorks.
Yeah. I mean, from one dork to another, you guys are definitely dorks. One person I think a lot of people probably think this as well. My first Major League Baseball game at the massive Kingdome. Mariners versus the Red Sox. Big Mo Vaughn. Also met Joey Cora, Jay Buhner there. I've worked many days at security on both parks, old and new. I love me some Kingdome. Also, Safeco Field will always be Safeco Field to me.
I wonder if he was ever in the Kingdome during like one of the earthquakes when like some of the ceiling tiles would start falling. Those were crazy times.
I remember living in New York and like there was a show called George Michael's Sports Machine on at night, and I remember them covering the tiles falling from the Kingdome, and I was like,
so wild.
What the hell? Who? Why are they playing there?
Seems a little dangerous. Well, this weekend, the Seahawks have a shot at first place. The game is on Sunday. We're taking on the Arizona Cardinals at Lumen Field. So we want to get you ready for this game. We're going to be chatting with Seahawks tight end Pharaoh Brown at 7:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy Blue Friday, Rockaholics. We are patiently counting down the days until the Seahawks versus Cardinals this Sunday at Lumen Field. And we are talking with Pharaoh Brown, number 86 of our Seattle Seahawks. Good morning, Pharaoh.
Good morning.
How are you doing, my man?
Doing great. Living through these, what they call them, bomb cyclones or something?
Dude, did you lose power? How are things in your world?
Hey, man. We thugging it like back in the days right now. No power, no showers, but good. It's okay. We don't let it mess up our day.
It builds character.
Oh, yeah.
It's the worst name for a weather issue, like calling it the bomb cyclone. I'm like, that's rather aggressive.
Yeah, I got a little PowerPoint of what it actually means. I guess different storms and different water, but I thought all water was water, but hey, who am I?
Sounds like you might be our next meteorologist.
Yeah, it's a hurricane. If it's in the Gulf, it's a bomb cyclone. If it's in the Pacific, but hey.
Wow.
Well, I learned more today than I have from reading the internet and trying to figure out what the hell a bomb cyclone is. So I appreciate that, Farrell.
I mean, I was in Seattle. I didn't feel a bomb nor cyclone. But, hey, it is what it is.
Oh, it's coming tonight. It's going to happen. I promise you.
We're a week out. Could it be here soon?
Dude, how great does it feel after that? What an incredible ending to that game. I would love to get where your mind was at when you're watching Geno Smith score that touchdown. I mean, it just felt like so much emotion to just, the whole team felt like you all were popping off at that moment.
Yeah, I mean, I think that was a big moment for us. I remember, like, the start of that drive, I was on the sideline talking to one of the guys, like, man, this is, like, about to go down to history. Like, we are, like, when we get in our two-minute mode, I don't think there's no defense out there that can stop us. So I kind of like just knew we was about to go down and win it. And it was kind of like a roller coaster because we didn't convert the previous drive. Mm-hmm. And then that came and happened. But, I mean, it was a great team win.
We're talking with Seahawks tight end Pharaoh Brown. So I have a question about something that doesn't involve the football field at all. But I know you recently got to be part of the Kids Choice Awards for Nickelodeon. And I believe you got to, like, give some props to SpongeBob. How did that come about? And, like, I know you've got kids, so is that, like, kind of getting to do these cool things through the eyes of your children?
Yeah, my kids loved it, and that was always one of my childhood dreams. I remember growing up in Nick at Night and all the Slime Time stuff, so, yeah, man, the boys loved that. They had Nickelodeon did a great thing down there. It was like it was crazy. Words can't explain, like, all the little stuff they did. I mean, it was well thought out. It was great.
Well, since we're talking kids, maybe you can help me out because you do have young children. I have a 4-year-old that's going to be turning 5 in a few weeks, and she every Sunday. Maybe you can help me. I feel like you have the person that can maybe help me out there, Pharaoh, because every Sunday she's down to watch the Seahawks game with me. She likes yelling "Go Seahawks!" She freaks out when you guys score touchdowns, but after about a quarter, she wants to watch Paw Patrol, and then I end up having to watch the game on my cell phone. What advice can you give me so that my kid will watch the Seahawks game with me?
Man, I don't know, my kids do not care about the Seahawks game. They just want to go to, you know, the daycare and play with all the kids. And all they want to know is if we won or lost after the game. So I haven't been able to get my boys to watch the game. Actually, I had them on the field pregame, funny story. So they're on the phone pregame, you know what I mean? It's like a thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, like, mom's down there. She's, you know, enjoying being on the field. It's kind of like a, you know, fun time. And the boys are just like, Mom, I want to go on the stands and eat popcorn. They want popcorn. They want to sit in the stands and eat popcorn. It's like, some of these kids are killed to be on these sidelines. My boys just want to go eat popcorn and they don't care nothing about it. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Wait, so is there's a daycare for the kids while you guys are playing, like other players' kids as well, or they're all hanging out together?
Yeah, they are hanging out together. It's called the Little Seahawks Room, and that's the main attraction.
that's amazing.
Now, do your kids get excited watching Oregon this year because they are undefeated, 11-0? They're playing the Huskies next Saturday. How are you feeling about watching these boys in this undefeated season?
Oh man, it's been great. I think everybody's been enjoying the Ducks, number one in the country. Big Ten, I mean, I know it was a lot of talk when the Pac-12 was ending and teams was coming to the Big Ten. And I got I'm from Cleveland originally, so that's Big Ten country. So I've been talking a lot of smack to a lot of people. So it's been a great college season for me.
And Farrah, I had one last silly question, but Thanksgiving is next week. If you had to pick one dish outside of the turkey, what is the one thing you absolutely have to eat during Thanksgiving?
I'm going rogue this Thanksgiving, full rogue, no Thanksgiving anything. I'm in Seattle, so I'm doing a seafood boil. I'm going to have some turkey necks in it. Other than that, it's going to be crab legs, lobster tails, all the seafood you can think of, and going to enjoy it. So only thing, I'm going to have a sweet potato pie. That's Thanksgiving.
Ooh, let's go.
That's a good choice.
Pacific Northwest menu.
That's awesome.
That's perfect. I love it. Farrell Brown, number 86 of our Seattle Seahawks. We'll get to see you this Sunday versus the Cardinals at Lumen Field. And if people want to follow you on Instagram, the handle is @FarrellBrown. Go Hawks!
Go Hawks.
And good luck with the bomb cyclone as well.
Oh, man, thank you, y'all. Stay safe.
Take care, my man.
You too.
I love that Farrell's kids don't even care that he plays football.
That is hilarious. I'm not surprised. Like, kids are never impressed by their parents, but you just think, okay, he's playing in front of 70,000 people. People are going crazy, and they're just like, Dad, where can we get some popcorn?
Doesn't faze him.
Doesn't matter.
So this got us thinking, Rockaholics. What about you? 206-803-ROCK. Fill in this sentence. Looking back on it, I should have been impressed with my parents doing blank.
Like playing for the Seahawks.
Yeah. What is something that now, as you are older, you realize was really cool that your parents did? 206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls after Bon Jovi.
The Daily Migs Show.
We want you to finish this sentence, Rockaholics. Looking back on it, I should have been with my parents doing blank. Should have been impressed with my parents doing blank. 206-803-ROCK. And this is all stemming from Farrell Brown of our Seattle Seahawks, telling us that his kids are not impressed at all that he plays in the NFL.
My kids do not care about the Seahawks game. They just want to go to, the daycare and play with all the kids. And all they want to know is if we won or lost after the game. So I haven't been able to get my boys to watch the game. Actually, I had them on the field pregame, funny story. So they're on the phone pregame, it's like a thing, And the boys are just like, Mom, I want to go in the stands and eat popcorn. They want popcorn. They want to sit in the stands and eat popcorn. It's like, some of these kids are killed to be on these sidelines. My boys just want to go eat popcorn, and they don't care nothing about it. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
To be fair, I bet the popcorn is pretty good there.
I'd go more pretzels, personally. It also blew my mind that the Seahawks have, I don't know why it blew my mind, but I think it's just hilarious that they have, like, their own daycare. And I wish I would have asked them, like, who's, like, in charge of the daycare. I'm picturing, like, Marshawn Lynch hanging out with all the kids. How amazing would that be? If, like, it's at the gym, they have, like, someone who works for the gym will watch the kids. I'm thinking, like, a Seahawk alumni, and Marshawn would be the perfect one.
Absolutely.
I do think his kids one day, when they're a little bit older, will be bragging about the fact that their dad played in the NFL.
Oh, it's going to click someday. What is something now that as you are older, you realize was really cool that your parents did? 206-803-ROCK. Aaron from Tacoma, tell us about your folks.
Yeah, hello, everybody. Good morning.
What's up, Aaron?
This is Aaron from Tacoma. Hey, yeah, so from the time I was, I think my mom was pregnant with me when we were in Mexico for the first time, but for 18 years, every single June through August, my parents would take all five of my siblings, so there were six of us, and my dad bought this giant, Hertz rental van that they decommissioned, and he put the front part of the cab, kind of built it into like a camper, and then we'd go to St. Vincent de Paul, and they'd load it up with all these bales of clothing that the Goodwill and the Salvation Army and all these places, they would put these clothes in these like a hay baler, and they'd load the entire truck up, they'd load us up, and then we'd drive down. He'd hook up a Ford F-150 with a camper on the back of it and tow it behind this thing with quads on it and everything. And we'd drive down to Mexico and we'd deliver all these bales of clothing to all these missions all the way down the
road.
Whoa. Oh, wow.
Okay, that's awesome. So,
and we did it for so many years that we'd pull in and there'd be hundreds of people that would know we were going to be there, and we'd pull in and we, all of us would sit there and just hand out clothes to all of these, you know, people that didn't have anything.
So, Aaron, when you were a kid, did you feel like this was just a massive chore, and it wasn't until you were older that you realized, man, we were doing some pretty cool stuff?
Yeah, at first I was like, this is just work, you know? And then then spending 3 months in Mexico every summer surfing and...
That's pretty awesome. Yeah.
You know, hanging out in Mexico all summer... You know, it was awesome. And then on the way back, they'd stop by all these places. They'd drop clothes off and they'd my dad would place all these orders for like Mexican blankets and pinatas and, you know, puppets. And then
puppets. We'd come back. Aaron, you're the best, man. Thank you, man. That's awesome.
Kelsey from Covington. What a story. Tell us about your parents getting married.
My parents have been married for 30 years this year.
Congrats.
Yes, and they got married on a baseball field down in Kent.
What?
Yeah, they got married on Russell Road Park. It's next to the ice skating rink down in Kent. Uh-huh. And they were married on field 3, and they walked from home plate to all the way around the bases, and they were wearing baseball uniforms, and everybody threw popcorn. And
that is so cute.
They were in the newspaper.
I know they must be massive baseball fans. That'd be a stupid question to ask, but did they play, like, on a softball team together? Like, what was this?
They did. They met playing softball. My dad played for a men's league. My mom played for a women's league. And then they both played for a co-ed league where they met.
About to become a co-ed league. Yeah.
That'd be funny if you were like, no, they played basketball.
Yeah, right? Like, yeah,
right,
they
right.
hated so, baseball.
My dad did play soccer growing up, but they definitely played baseball up until, I think, about 2 years ago was when they finally stopped playing.
So did that also is pretty impressive. But so did everybody that was at the wedding, did they wear baseball uniforms as well?
Yes. Yep. They had an umpire as the officiant.
Oh, shut
and then
up.
All the groomsmen wore blue baseball uniforms with Russell across because that was their last name. And then the girls wore pink baseball uniforms. Yep.
I want to see photos of this so bad. This sounds amazing.
I can absolutely text those in.
Our text line doesn't take pictures, so if you can message them on social media.
Email.
Or DMS. Yes. DMS at KISW.com is our email.
Did they end up playing baseball afterwards? Like after the wedding was over, instead of a reception, did they have a game?
I'll have to ask them, but I know that my mom sang the national anthem.
This just keeps getting better.
And how was it catered? With just peanuts and Cracker Jacks?
Down at Russell Road Park in Kent, and the lady who runs the concession stand, Kelly, opened the concession stand and sold hot dogs.
This is like a movie, Kelsey.
It was so cute. I know.
Well, tell your parents congrats on 30 years from the Daily Mig Show, please.
Yeah, your parents are awesome.
Of course. Thank you, guys.
Rock on. How would you like to beat Steve, Rockaholics? It would be very, very helpful. A benefit if you were tuned into the men's room yesterday at 5:40 because we gave out a cheat sheet and it had 3 of the correct answers for the next game. And Steve now has 333 wins, 100 losses.
Shut up.
And 55 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 7:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.